Bush turks fall into a category of birds known as megapodes, and they're a very ancient family of birds. They do look a bit, you know, dinosaur-like, ancient. And megapodes, the other most famous, well, there's probably two other megapodes in the country that are reasonably well known. It's the Mallee fowl down in the Mallee country in Victoria, and the brush turkey, which is on in Queensland mostly. And they're very similar, chicken-like, fowl-like, big feet that they use for digging and foraging. And that's also the reason why a lot of people aren't super happy with bush chooks in their garden, because they love to dig. They're digging to forage, looking for food mainly, but their main habitat, their natural habitat, is like a monsoon rainforest, you know, with a lot of leaf litter, mm-hmm. some nice soft soils, and a lot of Darwin Gardens are exactly that. Like, that's what we want, and that's what they want. So they come and visit.
Yeah, so you can't blame them. What do they eat?
Mostly little insects that they're digging up out of the dirt. That's their favourite food, I think. And they spend, like, they're incredibly industrious. They spend almost their entire lives digging and scratching through the soil.
Sounds like a great life.
Yeah.
There's a house around the corner from me, a couple of streets away, and no joke, there is a huge mound. Mm. I am talking probably almost my height. Mm. Now, I'm not the tallest person in the world, but I'm also not 4 foot tall. It is huge, and I'm pretty sure that it is put together by bush chooks.
The mound built by the bush chook, or the orange-footed scrub fowl, is built only by the male, which means that it is the largest nest, because that is their nest, of any bird on earth, built by a single bird. So there are other birds that build nests together. But yeah, I think the largest orange-footed scrub fowl nest was recorded at, it was 3 meters high and 18 meters long. So it had about 50 ton of decomposing leaf litter in it. And when I said before that, you know, they're very industrious, this is their like main focus. I think they build their mounds. They not just build, but they look after, you know, they scrape a little bit off, they put a little back on all year, except for in the peak of the wet season when they'll take a break because it's raining too much. And the reason they're doing that is because these mounds are like giant incubators. So, you know, if the compost bins, they get really warm inside because as matter decomposes, it gives off heat. So what they're doing is they're building up this nest and they're letting the matter decompose, and then they just scrape a bit off if it's too hot. They stick their beak in the ground to check the temperature. And if it's too hot, they'll scrape a bit off. If it's not hot enough, they'll scrape a bit back on. And when the temperature's right, that's when the female can lay her egg. The breeding cycle is like the most interesting part because, so the male, like I say, his job is building the mound. The female's job, she doesn't touch the mound. Her job is just to eat and eat and eat because she has to put on a lot of weight, because when it comes to laying that egg is massive and it weighs 20% of her body weight. So to put that in context, if I was to sit down here and lay an egg that was 20% of my body weight, that would be 15 kilo for me. So like it's a massive effort. And the reason that the egg has to be so large is that it needs lots of nutrition to create a chick that when it hatches is basically a fully functioning scrub fowl.
Right. So they're self-sufficient.
Just the father, he will look after that mound with the egg in it until about 24 hours before it's going to hatch. And he knows this. I don't know how he knows that, but he knows it. And about 24 hours before it hatches, the male leaves, takes his partner with him, and they never see their baby. So they don't come back to check on it. That's it. And that little chick, it'll hatch out of its egg. It'll stand about 24 hours just out of the egg but still in the mound, and then it'll dig its way out and it can fly, it can forage, it can do everything it needs to do on its own.
And also the other thing is bush chooks mate for life.
Yes, they absolutely do. That's why you always see them in little pairs. Mate for life, very, very loving. They will often preen each other, look after each other. And they're just romantic little guys.
I do get sad when I see bush chooks on their own because I think, oh, what's happened?
Well, a lot of birds are mate for life. The only reason they'll find a new partner is that, you know, the death of their partner. Mm. And then they will go and find another partner.
So okay, great. Because I was wondering, do they fly
like they're
solo?
Forever alone, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
And that pair also, they're highly territorial. So that's what, at nighttime, that's what you're hearing is the territorial calls in the territory. So yeah, when I used to live in Milner, and there was a huge mound in our backyard, and you'd hear the pair under our house, they'd scream, and then about a block away, you'd hear the next male scream, and then another male scream. Like, they just sort of take it in turns, and they're all just saying, "I'm here, you know, you're over there, that's great, let's keep it that way." But then confusingly, okay, there are cases where multiple pairs share the same mound, but they'll never use it together. They kind of take it in turns.
So they got a roster.
Yeah, so it's actually possible to have more than one egg of a pair, like two pairs eggs in the same mound at the same time, but never the twain shall meet, the two pairs. And if they do, and I've seen this, they get pretty aggressive towards each other,
yeah,
chasing
okay.
each other.
And do we know why they have orange feet? Is that is there a reason for that?
No. Well, I mean, there could be. I don't know what the reason is. I think, I don't know. I mean, it's probably, again, the appearance of birds is most often shaped by mate selection, I think. So maybe the females generally choose the partners, is how it works in the bird world. Not always, but mostly. So maybe the girls like orange feet. And if the bird with the most orange feet is the most successful at picking, and then you'd get lots of orange-footed scrubfowl.